From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The United Nations makes a grim accusation. UN investigators say the Syrian government has carried out a huge extermination of civilian detainees. The investigation was based on interviews with more than 600 survivors and witnesses in Syria. Paolo Pinheiro heads the investigation.
Detainees are subjected to violations on a mass scale in governmental detention centers. Prisoners are routinely tortured and beaten, forced to live in unsanitary and overcrowded cells with little food and no medical care. Many perish in detention.
The report found that the Syrian government holds tens of thousands of those detainees, and at any given time, and thousands of people have disappeared after being arrested or abducted. German Chancellor Angela Merkel held talks with Turkish leaders, including Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu, in Ankara Monday on the growing refugee crisis. Dorian Jones reports.
Following their Monday meeting, Davutoglu said he and Merkel had agreed on several measures. The Prime Minister said German and Turkish agencies will start working together against people smugglers, adding that working with Germany, Turkey will increase joint police and security force efforts to stop illegal migration. Merkel also announced that NATO could help the EU border security force Frontex. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
The United Nations says at least 40,000 people in South Sudan are on the brink of starvation. It urged warring parties there to let aid deliveries into the country. The UN Food and Agriculture Organization said Monday that an additional 2.8 million people, that's nearly 25% of the country, are in need of food aid. This is VOA News. The United States has welcomed a Saudi offer to deploy special forces to support a possible coalition ground operation inside Syria. In Washington, Saudi Foreign Minister Adel al-Jubeir said Monday that his country's willingness to send special forces to Syria is contingent on the U.S. leading the ground effort. Egypt's Interior Minister Monday rejected charges of security force involvement in the torture and murder of an Italian student from Cambridge University doing research in Cairo. Giulio Regeni's battered body was found February 3rd. Rights activists say he had been arrested by the police and tortured. The Italian government has been insisting that Egypt cooperate in finding who murdered him. Presidential hopefuls traveled across snowy New Hampshire on Monday, making a final appeal to undecided voters and stepping up their attacks on their rivals. New Hampshire will hold its first-in-the-nation primary election on Tuesday. Ahead of the vote, opinion polls show Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders with a shrinking but still comfortable double-digit lead over former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in the Democratic race.
I am thrilled to be here the day before the first-in-the-nation primary to make my final push to convince as many Granite Staters as possible to come out and vote for me tomorrow.
Hillary Clinton, businessman Donald Trump is leading the Republican field by a large margin. A Taliban suicide bomber Monday killed at least three Afghan soldiers and wounded more than 18 in the northern Balkh province. Afghan officials say a bus carrying personnel of the Afghan National Army was the target of the attack. Hours later, officials in eastern Paktika province, bordering Pakistan, said a suspected suicide blast at a crowded market killed at least six people and wounded nine. Unknown assailants gunned down a presidential palace guard in eastern Nangarhar province. U.S. President Barack Obama is asking Congress for more than $1.8 billion in emergency funding to help fight the Zika virus. The money would be used in the United States and other countries, supporting strategies to combat the virus. Those include mosquito control programs, vaccine research, and healthcare services for low-income pregnant women. Two survivors have been recovered from the rubble of a 17-story apartment building in the Taiwanese city of Tainan. The rescue comes 2 days after the building collapsed during an earthquake. That earthquake has left at least 36 people dead in Taiwan. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.